Hi, this is Rama, and you're listening to Empowered Talks, the podcast show that empowers people to find their voice through self-discovery. Follow the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng iyong podcast. And Empowered Talks is also available on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you will recall, nung bata kapag tinanong ka, di ba, the famous question is, di ba sa mga Little Miss Philippines, that's my boy, di ba, tatanungin nila, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah. So naalala ko yun, yung mga Little Miss Philippines, yung That's My Boy sa Ikbulaga, di ba? Nung pinapanood ko yun, naalala ko nga yung question na yun. Yung sagot ko nagbabago-bago eh. Kasi I don't know if I really had like one thing. Naalala ko when I was, siguro grade school, early grade school, I wanted to be an astronaut. Yun talaga yung parang career path siguro na sinisteer ako doon ng parents ko. Like they would buy me mga books about planets. Kabisado ko yung solar system like at a very young age, diba? From Mercury hanggang Pluto. Tapos yung stickers sa mga books ko, sa wallpaper, sa mga cabinet, puro astronomically related. So for some reason, my fascination at ako with being an astronaut dati. And then it changed to wanting to be a lawyer. I think grade 2 or
no,
grade
high school
three.
Naman
no,
yan.
No, grade school pa rin.
Elementary
pa rin. Uh-oh. Siguro a little bit older than grade 1, grade 2. Yun na, parang lawyer. Kasi maraming pera sa law, lalo na corporate law. For some reason, alam ko na yun.
Malitaw na balita yan.
alam ko na yun as a kid. Kasi apparently, I didn't realize this agad. But my dad kasi went to law school. So he knew a thing or two about the law career path. So yun, medyo dun ako sinisteer. And then, when I went to high school, nagbago ulit. Kasi something that I realized is dreams change. Eh. And it's okay for dreams to change. And I realized that early on. So when I got to high school, dun ko na na-realize na, parang ayoko maging lawyer kasi medyo nakaka-stress magbasa ng kung ano-ano. Magbasa ng readings, magbasa ng mga cases.
Memorization, yes.
Yung mga recitation, di ba? Sobrang stressful daw yun, sabi ng mga friends ko who eventually became lawyers. So I decided to want to be a radio DJ. So that was one of the dreams that I wanted. And then I also wanted to be a sports commentator. Kasi mahilig ako manood ng NBA and WWE growing up. And parang nakakatuwa yung idea na merong taong binabayaran para ikwento yung nangyayari sa sports, sa games, para sa mga taong nanonood. So yung puhunan mo is basically yung knowledge mo about the sport and yung kakayanan mong magsalita. So yun, basically yun yung naging main dreams ko as a kid, as a teenager.
Buti hindi, anong reaction ng parents mo? Kasi like what, I mean, hearing you, diba? Sabi mo, your parents were steering you to be, you know, trying to be maybe an astronaut or maybe a lawyer. And the same goes with me. Kasi when I was a kid, sabi ko nga, feeling ko pala, wala akong gusto. So, diba usually, binubulungan ka ng magulang mo, gusto mo maging doktor, gusto mo maging abogado, para makatulong ka sa kapwa, etc., etc. But then, you realize, hindi ko naman pala gusto yon. Bakit ko gusto yon? Hindi ko rin alam, sabi lang ng nanay ko. Ako, I remember, they wanted me to be first an accountant, and then engineer, mga course na wala sa pamilya, and then lawyer. That's why I took up legal management, because they were hoping that somewhat I will take law after, but I didn't. And then, doctor. Which is, syempre, hindi naman masyado posible because it's mahal. Mahal yung pag-aaral noon.
Oh, tagal ka mag-aaral noon.
And I don't have the patience, no? So, sabi ko, and then, na-realize ko kung ano yung gusto ko sa sarili ko is I was in mid-20s. Ikaw, kailan mo na-realize yun? And what was the, when you told your parents about it, anong reaction nila?
I think I didn't know how I could make a career out of being a speaker or out of someone who uses a microphone. Hindi ko siya naiintindihan or nag-grasp as a real concept until siguro senior year of high school. Kasi nung junior year ng high school, nag-career talk sa school namin yung dalawang idol ko na DJs. Si John Hendricks, tsaka si Joe Spinner ng Campus Radio 97.1, yung dating FM station ng GMA Network. So, yung mga kwento nila noon, parang sobrang saya maging DJ kasi binabayaran ka para magsalita, nag-i-interview ka ng mga musikero, tapos meron kang libreng ticket sa mga concert, di ba? So parang sobrang saya ng buhay na yun. Sabi ko, parang gusto kong gawin yun. And I didn't know how. So the following year, nung senior year, di ba lahat ng mga seniors, na-expose yan sa mga college talks. So laging merong dumarating from yung admissions department or mga alumni ng school mo na pumunta na sa different universities, di ba? So nung UP talk, yung nagsalita sa harap, sobrang galing niyang magsalita. As in, ganda ng command niya of the stage, of the audience, without a script. All he had was yung presentation niya at may clicker lang siya. Sabi ko, putsang galing magsalita nito ha. Eh, nagkataon, kuya siya ng...
Gusto mo maging ganun?
Oo, kuya siya ng kabarkada ko. So sabi ko, uy, dude, anong course ng kuya mo? Sabi niya, broadcast communication. So yun, sabi ko, shit, I wanna be like that guy. So sinulat ko doon sa UPCAT, doon sa courses, first choice, broadcast communication. Inisip ko na rin na, siguro mas ko wala masyadong kukuha. Thinking na UP, you probably want to get into engineering, into a pre-med course, a pre-law course, ano pa ba, business administration, di ba? Sobrang dami ibang course. Inisip ko, maybe yung broadcom or any mass com course is one of the last ones na. Kasi inisip ko, parang inay ko siyang strategy.
Ang dami kaya lagi.
I didn't know. Hindi ko alam na sobrang dami kong kakompetensya. Kasi inisip ko, parang, typical Asian families, di ba? You'll want to steer your child towards a course na sure yung career. So yung medyo corporate o yung parang science-based or math-based, di ba? Didn't know. I didn't know na ang dami ka kompetensya. Sinuwerte ako na pumasa ako. I got my first choice sa Diliman. So when I got into Broadcom, dun ko nakita na, wow, okay, ito pala talaga yung daan papunta dun sa career where mababayaran ako para magsalita. So that's when it started to become real. And 2 years into being a Broadcom major, nakapag-audition ako as a student DJ sa Mellow 94.7, yung dating Mellow Touch. So yung puro love songs, puro ballads yung pinapatugtog nila. Nag-audition ako dun, and that summer between second and third year, nandun ako sa station araw-araw, just training, hanging out with the DJs, learning what it's like to actually be a DJ. So dun ko unang na-realize na, okay, eto na, I've got one foot in the door, pwede ko siyang gawing trabaho balang araw. And when I told my parents, yung dad ko yung na-excite kasi, you're doing something. Parang pinapursue ko siya, di ba?
That you like, that I like and love.
Na parang ginagawan ko ng paraan. Kahit na, sige, gumagastos ako ng gasolina or whatever. Kasi syempre, extra trip yan papuntang, di ba? Papuntang radio station. Nakikita naman
niya. May bayad yung ano mo? Yung pagiging student
hindi,
job
wala.
Mo? May allowance
wala.
Mo?
Wala. Oo, parang
okay.
Ano mo,
so,
yung...
parang libreng internship, ganun.
Yes. So yung bayad sa'yo is the free education of, learning the ropes, learning what it's like, di ba? So, yung whatever gastos, kunwari pagkakain ako sa labas or yung panggasolina, sarili na yon or from allowance na yon or sagutin ng mommy. So yon, yung mom ko yung medyo mas hesitant kasi inexplain ko to sa sarili kong podcast, yung On Deck with Stancy. Yung mom ko yung medyo hesitant kasi yung background ng mom ko, she didn't grow up with a lot. So lumaki siya sa Binondo with yung mga kapatid niya, with yung grandparents ko, tapos talagang struggling sila to make ends meet. So yung mom ko, yung idea niya of a comfortable life is stability talaga, yung hindi ka naaasa sa racket.
Stability first.
Oh, stability first. Yung may ano ka na, may 9 to 5 job ka na may buwan ng sweldo, bawat kinsenas meron pumapasok. For her, yun yung pinakamahalaga, 'di ba, in terms of career. Ako, iba na yung kinalakhan ko kasi medyo comfortable na yung lifestyle, di ba? Parang ako, I'm just being honest and self-aware na iba kami ng kinalakhang sitwasyon. So, mas naging komportable ako na mag-explore na parang, okay, very uncertain to yung media, yung radio, lalo na FM radio, kakaunti ang Chinese-Filipino in this industry. And even if kakaunti sila, hindi pa sila yung tipong out. Kasi... diba yung radio dati, hindi mo naman alam yung itsura ng mga DJs eh, diba? Dati, puro boses lang, puro air name.
Oo!
And it wasn't until the late 90s or early 2000s na medyo nagbago yung industriya na lumalabas na sila sa TV, meron ng camera, meron ng on-cam appearances, meron ng camera dun sa mga stasyon, sa mga board. So, even then, I didn't really see or hear anyone who looked or sounded like me. So parang syempre naging question din namin, na parang meron pa talaga mga Chinoy na nagsasucceed sa radio or tumatagal sa radio. So ang daming tanong, sobrang daming tanong. And ito yung mga tanong na I also sought to answer nung talagang umarangkada na yung career ko in media.
First, I agree na yung difference nyo ng parents, ng background mo, ng parents mo is really a factor. Because with your instance, you can be, you're allowed to be creative eh. May choice ka eh.
Mm.
Parang sila kasi before, even my parents, they wanted me to, for her, pareho ng mom mo, for her, ang maayos na buhay, you should be in an office, set up, you work 8 to 5, that's it. May table ka, admin or whatever, as long as you are permanent sa job mo.
Pag regular ka,
job
okay
security,
ka na.
Job security, always. Mm-mm. Pansin mo rin, even with your friends, I mean, unless you have friends na, so I mean, they're from a good, you know, syempre mayaman, na usually maririnig mo sa normal Filipino, what do you want to be when you grow up? Gusto mo mag-empleyado, you don't want to be a businessman, right? Because hindi kan, because for us, we are somewhat naset sa mind natin na, ah, kailangan ko mag-empleyado para maabot ko yung pangarap ko.
Hmm. May conditioning eh. Yung nga, depende nga sa, ano, eh. Depende sa pinanggagalingan mo, diba? And parang ako, nandito na rin ako sa point na nare-recognize ko na not everyone has the luxury of choice. Nakakalimutan natin whenever we're exploring careers. And lalo na when people ask me to give talks, dati hindi ko kasi siya naaalalang banggitin sa mga estudyante na ako, sobrang sinuwerte ako na nasa situation ako na I could afford to take this chance na very uncertain. Kasi ang media jobs talaga, media careers, especially kapag ikaw yung personality, so you're on the mic or on cam, napaka-volatile ng mga career na yan eh. Much more kapag babae ka kasi, di ba?
Yes.
Yung women are looked at as having a shelf life. So parang in a way, naging advantage ko na I started young and lalaki ako na yung shelf life, na you know, as sexist as it might be, yun yung sistema eh, di ba? Na parang pag lalaki ka, mas matagal talaga yung magiging career mo. So mas na-afford ko to take that chance and see kung may mangyayari ba dito sa career path na to.
Kaya totoo yung sinasabi mo na ano eh, when people ask you, I mean, some people when they give advice na go after your dream, like, dude, it's not that easy.
Oh, di talaga.
Ano wala yung circumstance? Mm. Like, kasi the question is always, I always encounter this question, Stan, na parang, should I pursue my passion or should I work first? And for me, ang sagot ko doon, I mean, I want to, kasi ikaw muna, I want to know your answer doon sa tanong na yon. Should I pursue my passion and be as creative as I can be? Or, nang syempre, hindi sure yung ano mo, walang career, ganyan. Oh. Or, should I build my career first and be an employee for, I don't know, the next 5-6 years and then pursue my passion later? Which might, you know, baka lumipas din.
So, I don't think na merong tamang sagot talaga. Kasi depende sa sitwasyon mo eh, di ba? Kung afford mo, kung meron kang leeway, meron kang financial leeway para mag-take ng chance into like a creative career, di sige, go for it, di ba? Pero pag di mo kaya, walang mali and there is no shame in working muna. Kasi na-realize ko rin na, and I realized this firsthand nung nagka-pandemic and medyo nawalan ako ng career prospects for about a few months, na there is no shame in doing that 9-to-5 desk job if it gives you yung financial stability to pursue your passions or what you really want to do in your free time. So nasa sa'yo na yun, paano mo hahanapin yung free time na yun? Siguraduhin mo na makakapaghanap ka ng free time para sa sarili mo para magawa mo tong things na you're passionate about. But in terms of should I pursue it or not, talagang nakasalalay yan
parang,
sa sitwasyon
parang ano
mo
lang,
eh.
No? Black and white lang eh. Yes or no lang eh. Wala ka man lang ibang choice. Di ba? Parang ano, aalis hindi.
Why not both, di ba? I think may gray area dito. Hindi ito yung parang mutually exclusive na pag pinili mo yung door A, hindi mo na pwedeng buksan yung door B ever, di ba? Nakadepende talaga sa kung ano yung financial situation mo eh, ano yung kakayanan mo.
A couple of questions came to us, especially on Usapang Podcast. Kasi syempre, di ba, ang saya nung pa... Pero yun, yung dream mo na, you're just doing podcast, tapos you're being paid, and that's your full-time job. But then sabi nga namin, I mean, hindi naman siya imposible, but it's a rare case, as in rare talaga. And usually those who are very successful, who are being paid to just talk and talk and talk, especially for podcasting, are those people who have established their career way, way back.
Yeah. Hindi lang yun. Like, you look at the podcasting landscape, since na-bring up mo na yung podcasting industry, yung mga talagang kumikita ngayon from podcasting are mostly people who are already established personalities outside of podcasting.
Yes.
So, yung podcasting lang naman, kumita lang naman talaga yung mga tao from that, aside from Mo Twister, ha? Kasi siya talaga yung nagpasibuno ng, ano eh, ng parang podcasting dito sa Pilipinas. But aside from Mo, everyone else who really was able to monetize itong podcasting industry just came in at the right time nung COVID-19 pandemic. Kasi doon nagkaroon ng podcasting boom dito sa atin, di ba, sa Pinas. And yung mga talagang nakapag-capitalize by inking deals with Spotify, with yung mga major podcast networks, among them, yung network that I'm a part of, yung Podcast Network Asia, syempre. These are people who have already established themselves in fields like radio. Like, for example, yung Eavesdrop, yung podcast na Delamar.
Yeah, because that's a Spotify exclusive,
right?
Diba?
Right. So they're getting that Spotify money, diba? So yun, DLMR pa lang kilala na yan eh, as institution, diba, ng FM radio dito sa Philippines. And then sina Jelly Victor and sina Monica Francesca, thank you, and Jude Roque, who's their producer. The Cool Pals, sina GB Labrador, James Caraan, Nonong Balinan.
They're stand-up comedians.
That's
ba?
Right.
Is that the right?
They are. Oh. They're stand-up comedians. And even before they became known for being stand-up comics, they were already plugging away as writers for shows like Go and Bulilit in the 2010s. So parang ang dami na nilang ipinundar bago pa nila nahanap itong space ng podcasting. And before yung advertising and media industries ng Philippines ay nakahabol ng konti sa podcasting industry ng abroad. So, hindi siya ganun kadali na pwede mong sabihin itong any Tom, Dick, and Harry. Shit, I sound like a tito. But it's not as easy as, you know, telling anyone with a mic and an internet connection na, uy, Chong, mag-podcast, kakikita ka, ang dali. Hindi siya ganun kadali. You know what I mean?
Or anytime na, or just like, oh, you have a mic. Oh, you just do the talk, like, talk for 2 hours and you'll be, you know, one day, someone will pick it up and,
hindi
you know.
Hindi siya ganun kadali.
Hindi, you know, true. Hindi talaga.
Oh, and,
yeah, ganun yung ideal mindset, very idealist point of view when it comes to radio, to your job being a radio DJ, being a host, being just because you can speak well, diba? Ah, yan, pag hostin mo yan kasi magaling magsalita yan. Hindi ganun.
Like in a perfect world, pag sinabi mo, oh, gusto ko maging rockstar, pucha, bukas nagperperform ka na sa Moa Arena, diba? In a perfect world, sana pwedeng ganun. Kaso hindi, diba? Parang in a perfect world, sana yung mga big brands na I aspire to host for, boom, tatawagan nila ako. Ako na yung go-to host nila. In a perfect world, ganun, pero hindi, diba? So like, when I was getting into hosting, or even before that, even before I knew that I could be a host, inaasam-asam ko na yung opportunity na to maka-work ko yung NBA or WWE dito sa Pinas. Kasi these are the organizations that I watched growing up, diba? And sabi ko, paano ko kaya magagawa yun? How can I get close enough to the players na pinapadala rito or yung mga wrestlers na pinapadala rito? I didn't know kung paano gagawin yun. And then when I became a host, na-realize ko na, oh, this is probably how I can do it. So I had to...
You can map your way.
Oh, figure out a way, di ba? Yung parang roadmap to being in contact with these people. Kasi being a host is also not enough. Kailangan alam nitong mga taong nagtatrabaho with these organizations na host ka and that you're a pretty good host. You're someone they can trust. Kasi when you're an events host for like a big brand, they expect you to be the face of that company for the next 2 hours or 3 hours na nasa entablado ka. Diba? So, sobrang importante yon. So, for example, when I finally got to host for the NBA, siguro I was 6 or 7 years na into hosting by that point. Na talagang inasam ko.
So, anong feeling mo nung tinawag? I mean, when they contacted you, ikaw bang nag-apply or?
No, if I recall correctly, it was like a junior NBA event. So, diba pre-pandemic, darating kunwari yung mga legends from the NBA or like isang mascot or yung mga cheer dancers nila. Tapos, meron silang activity sa mga school. Tapos yung mga bata naglalaro, kino-coach ng mga coaches, ganyan. So, pinag-host ako ng isang junior NBA event. Tapos sabi ko, shit, eto na, meron akong kakilala na taga NBA, was looking for a host, pinasa yung pangalan ko. Nakakakilig na parang finally nakaland ako sa radar nila. Hopefully, it can lead to more. So, ayun, next experience ko siguro mga three or four NBA events bago mag-pandemic na naranasan ko na, okay, I'm around the system. Alam mo yung parang ano ka na, sa gigilid ka na, nandun ka na, nasa laylayan ka.
At saka nag-dimension na nung main mo, ng name mo sa kanila.
Yes, yes.
Diba? Yung
pinaka-importante na meron ng nakabanggit ang pangalan ko at meron ng nakakaalala ng pangalan ko so that the next time na an opportunity arises and medyo bagay yung profile ko dun sa type of event na yun, hopefully they would give me a call. So that's always been the goal when I got into hosting na. Kasi one thing na ano eh, na I wanna tell your listeners also is yung radio and hosting, very linked yung careers na yun. Kasi ang radio, hindi ganun kalaki ang sweldo. Like, more often than not, it's just enough na pambayad ng utilities,
binata,
ng gasolina.
Pang-single buhay.
Not even pang-single, pang-utilities mo lang talaga.
Talaga?
For the most part. So, yung hosting, syempre, it's a good way to make use of the extra time para mas malaki din yung kikitain mo. Kasi doon, pwede mo maparlay yung association mo with a radio station or a TV station, di ba? Para pampaboost ng profile mo. Kaya doon, pwede kang sumigil ng mas mataas. So, yun yung nakakapagpa-offset nung sweldo sa radyo. Which I'm not saying na tama na mababa ang sweldo sa radyo. I don't agree with it. Pero it is what it is. Kaya maraming radio DJs, ginawang sideline na rin yung hosting. So anyway, going back to hosting, mas naging pivotal para sa akin nung na-involve na ako with WWE as an events host. Kasi yun yung iniisip ko na parang napakasuntok sa buwan. Na parang, pucha, sino ba ako? Hindi naman ako ano eh, hindi ako galing sa mga radio station na super popular like yung Magic 89.9 or yung RX. Hindi rin ako nang galing dun sa malalaking network like yung ABS-CBN or GMA or Love Radio. Wala rin akong manager. Like, independent ako. So, lahat ng ginagawa ko
until now, wala ka pa rin manager?
Wala akong manager. So, lahat ng bookings ko, lahat ng negotiations, lahat yan, ginagawa ko on my own. Contracts, everything. I just, you know, work with my own lawyers and my own accountants if I need help with paperwork. So, with going back to WWE, nag-host na ako ng podcast. Yung very first podcast ko was about wrestling. And siguro, yung team namin, we did such a good job of covering wrestling na when WWE came back to the Philippines to have events, na-invite yung podcast namin to cover. And then, at the same time, I was also shooting content for Fox in the Philippines kasi sila yung dating broadcast partner ng WWE. So, matiksama na ako dun sa event para mag-cover. And then I got to meet yung executives nila at the time na pinakilala na ako via email. So nung nandun na ako sa event, I just had to go up to them and say na, hey, we've been corresponding via email. Like, this is me. My name is Stan. Ganyan. So talagang ano lang, just meeting the right people, getting introduced to the right people at the right time. And then there was an event that happened in 2016 with WWE na yung events host that they had for this event, parang hindi siya super familiar with yung wrestling as an industry, as a scene. So yung mga fans parang medyo na disconnected, parang ate ka lang, parang hindi kami makarelate sa iyo. And yung wrestling kasi very niche community, parang yung geek communities, 'di ba, like sa Marvel or sa DC or anime, 'di ba? Parang nowadays, very important for these niche communities na it's one of them who's performing, it's one of them who's up there engaging with yung mga influencers or key personalities na pinapasok. So when I noticed that, sabi ko lang, if you're interested in having an events host who really knows his way around the product, you might want to give me a shot. You know, this is a sample of my work. Nag-send ako ng video, like this is how I host. And alam na nila eh, na alam ko yung wrestling kasi nung ini-interview ko yung mga wrestlers nila during the media junket, alam nila na alam ko yung mga dapat itanong. And it paid off 2 years later when yung PR firm ng WWE, sila na yung tumawag sa akin. Sabi nila, would you be interested in hosting yung meet and greet nitong wrestler na to? And I'm like, anong would I be interested? Hell yeah!
Sign me up. Where do I sign up?
Oh, where do I sign up? Kulan na lang sabihin ko na I do it for free. Pero syempre, I wouldn't do it for free kasi syempre, negosyo natin yan, di ba?
Pero nag-isip ka pa muna lang, teka lang Stan, wait lang. Kalma lang tayo ng sabihin.
Kalma lang, excited tayo. Pero syempre, play it cool, di ba? Parang panliligaw lang yan. You have to play it cool din ng konti. So, doon nagsimula yung on and off relationship ko with getting to work with WWE na parang when you think about it, di ba? Company yan sa US eh. Pucha, wala ngang homegrown Filipino na nakakapag-wrestle na doon. So parang, ano yung odds? Ano yung chances of someone like me working with them kapag nandito sila sa Pilipinas? Very small.
Kanina nung habang nagkukwento ka, no, kumbaga parang you also have to battle your self-doubt.
Mm.
In a way, di ba? Sabi mo kasi kanina, sino ba naman ako? Like, I think for most of us, it's also like when we're trying to pursue a passion or, so for example, it starts with a project, matatanong mo yung sarili mo, am I doing this right? Or am I dreaming too much? May ganun eh. Ako, may ganun ako. Sobra bang grabe naman tong dream mo, Roma. May ganun ako minsan. Kasi ako, ma-feeling din talaga ako. For example, when I did this podcast, it started with a passion, but as I do it like it's as if it's my job. I invest on my stuff. I do stuff as if it's work. Kasi feeling ko, it's really important to me. Yun. And sometimes when I dream so big, parang wait lang. Or si Roma ka lang. Ganon. May ganun ako. Na parang too much ba to? I'm just an independent podcaster, and then I have to call myself out. And I think it's, I mean, for not just us but also for our listeners. Na sometimes that's why they don't pursue their dreams. It's because they feel na hindi ano to eh, sayang lang yung resources ko, sayang lang yung oras ko, kasi baka wala namang mangyari.
Dey, gets ko yan. Sobrang nakaka-identify ako with that. Imposter syndrome, yun yung tawag dun, di ba?
Yes.
I did a podcast with my college classmate, si Ai De La Cruz from Mix. And we talked about how even siya, na she's at the level that she is where she's hosting sa Araneta Coliseum, she's hosting ABS-CBN events, na-interview niya na yung mga likes of Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Coldplay for Mix. Even she battles yung imposter syndrome. So, you know, I think kadalasan, normal siya. I think normal siya. And kadalasan natatamaan tayo ng imposter syndrome when we're getting overwhelmed by yung pag-level up natin in our careers, which really is natural, di ba? Kasi parang siyang video game. Like, I look at my career as like a video game na parang nung nagsisimula ako as a student DJ at a radio station, nandun ako sa level 1. Easy mode lang yon. Tapos nagkaroon ako ng sariling show on the weekends na wala pa masyado nakikinig. It was the best time to make my mistakes. So, nasa medium mode tayo nun. And then, nung na-promote ako sa prime time, yun na, nandyan na yung mga sponsors, nandyan na yung mga paid advertisements sa kailangan mong basahin, nandyan na yung
mas aware ka na dapat perfect.
Oh, na you really have to do your best. Kasi kung pumalpa ka rito, maraming makakarinig, tapos baka ma-call out ka pa sa Twitter, ma-call out ka sa social media, pag may nasabi kang sobrang problematic, pucha, baka ma-cancel ka pa. So, yun na, nasa hard mode
may
ngayon.
May ganyan na yung problema. Alam mo, totoo yan ha. I mean, to be fair and to be, I mean, real talk, no? Now when I do, like, script, I even have to read it at least 5 times because you may be an ageist, you may be, you know, you have to be very careful. Yeah. And like before, you can just say what you want. But now, I mean, it's not that we are editing ourselves, but it's also nice that you are becoming aware.
The responsibility, you know, yun. Kailangan talaga yun. Like, as a content
responsibility
creator.
Responsibility nga.
Responsibility natin yan, whether you're on a big stage like TV or radio, or whether you're on a podcast, or you're creating content on TikTok. Kailangan talaga responsable kang content creator, kasi kung yung pinuputak mo puro fake news, puro kasinungalingan.
Mm. Kasi labas hindi ganun eh. Right. Now we do that I mean, as much as we can, we try to be responsible.
Feeling ko kasi sobrang na-democratize na yung content creation, na kahit sinong merong camera, merong cellphone, merong mic, di ba? You can say whatever you want. So, parang para sa akin, kailangan responsable ka, kasi kung puro fake news at kasinungalingan, yung mga alternative facts, yun lang yung pinuputak mo. And then, yun yung script ng MAGA people, lalo na nung kasagsagan nung Trump era. Anyway, di ba, parang you're not making good use of your platform. Like, you don't belong in this space where you're getting to have a voice, have a platform. So going back to, shit, sobrang napa tangent point na tayo dito.
sorry. Sige, go lang.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that parang video game yung trato ko sa career ko, in the sense na humihirap siya nang humihirap. And dapat lang, kasi when you're climbing the corporate ladder, diba, if you're working a desk job, ganun din naman eh. Diba, humihirap nang humihirap yung responsibilities mo. So like in my case, when I started getting bigger and bigger assignments, or when I started being paired up with better hosts, better partners, parang sabi ko, shit, do I really deserve na maging kapartner itong established veteran host na to? Na parang, am I on their level? Do they see me as an equal? Do I belong here? So, I asked myself those questions a lot, and I continue to ask myself those questions. Lalo na when I finally got yung dream job ko, which is yung nga, to be a commentator for the WWE. Kasi again, 100 million tayong mga Pilipino, di ba? Out of yung 100 million yun, iilan ng wrestling fans. Sabihin natin 1 million, 1%, di ba? Sabihin natin 1 million. Sa 1 million tao, pucha, ako yung tinawagan at binigyan ng opportunity na mag-audition, na ma-interview,
right,
at mabigyan ng kontrata, right, straight from WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut. Parang putang ina, totoo ba to? Tinanong ko talaga yun sa sarili ko. So parang,
you wanna slap yourself in the shot? Is this for real?
Oh, totoo. Like,
totoo ba to?
I listen to yung mga podcasts kasi ng mga wrestlers, and they talk about getting a call from a 203 number. Yun yung zip code kasi ng Connecticut, so yung headquarters. So, puta, nakita ko yung phone ko, merong 203 na number. Sabi ko, ina, totoo ba to? And I had to keep slapping myself na parang, shit, totoo to. Hanggang sa, yun nga, nakapasa na ako dun sa audition process. We went through several calls, several meetings, nagkapirmahan na. Even though nagkapirmahan na eh, sabi ko parang, hindi nga, totoo ba to? And then they sent their equipment in, and I finally was on coverage. Yun na, yung first coverage namin nung November. Dun siya unti-unting nag-sing in na, shit, I'm in my room, I'm calling a WWE show in Tagalog, naririnig siya ng mga friends ko, and they're telling me that they're hearing what I'm saying. Alam mo yun, parang, that, when I was 14 and getting into wrestling as a fan, sabi ko, what are the chances na merong Filipino who would get to work for WWE as a commentator? And then you fast forward 17 years, and I'm one of only two Filipinos who get to do that. That's nuts to me.
It is. Wait lang, sorry. May dumadang yun. Plano, hindi ako makareact. Hindi ko rin alam kung anong mangyayari. Like if, for example, ako, one of my dreams come true. Like it's something that mapapawaw ka na lang, thank you Lord, ganon.
Yeah. Talagang
ganun yung moment.
I guess for me, parang na-validate lahat ng mga ginagawa ko dati, yung decisions ko na pumasok ng radio to really learn how to talk, to really learn how to be a broadcaster, to be a responsible and professional broadcaster. Even yung work ko in television, na natuto ako paano maging commentator, natuto ako paano hasain yung boses ko, sound quality, which you know I still work on to this day. Na-validate yung mga decisions ko to invest in myself, like as someone who takes yung mga workshops as a podcaster, kasi nagtitake ako ng workshops pre-pandemic. Yung mga decisions ko to not get a full-time job, kasi medyo against the grain pa rin yun eh, especially as I got older. Like ngayon 32 na ako, so I look back na when I was 22, I thought na by 32 either my executive position or managerial position na ako in a radio station, or I probably would have left the industry and I would have found a way to just be in corporate. And you know, at 32, I am none of those things, and I'm still able to make a living out of what I love to do, which is to talk about the things I love, and there's a decent paycheck every month. Just to bring it back to the imposter syndrome, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, buhay ko ba talaga to? And you feel really fortunate kasi you know that there aren't infinite seats at this table. So sobrang swerte lang talaga that I have one of those seats.
You did your way then eh. I mean, hindi ka lang naman naghintay lang eh, gets.
Yeah, yeah.
Alam mo yun? You're also aware of the opportunities na, baka pwede to. Because sometimes yun yung wala sa atin eh. And even me, my younger self, may ganun eh, na parang gusto mo nang itry pero ayaw mo because hindi ka naniniwala sa sarili mo. And I think in the past, I felt na, alam mo, just believe in yourself is such an overrated advice. But it is, magagamit mo siya talaga eh. Just believe in yourself. Kasi yung isa sa mga naging na-interview ko sa podcast, si Brycan, sabi ko nga sa kanya, sometimes I wanna invite, you know, people with names, and pero si who am I? I'm just, you know, I'm just a starter podcaster. I mean, basically nothing. I'm a beginner to ano ba, describe it. And sabi niya, you know what? I think you're doing good, but just, you know, just do it. I-invite mo lang sila. If they'd say no, edi, hayaan mo, edi, di no. At least you tried.
Yeah, tama yun. Alam mo, dadagdagan ko pa yun. Dadagdagan ko pa yung advice. And I hope na this can help you, Roma, and anyone who's listening to Empowered Talks. Yung career mantra ko kasi is, if you never ask, the answer will always be no. And I recorded a podcast about this just last week. And career mantra
ko siya.
That's
your latest episode,
yes,
right?
Yes, latest episode ko yun. About yung mga stories in my career where talagang naging totoo yun. And yun yung career mantra ko kasi, pag, sige, sabi nating nagtanong ka, tapos sinabi nga nung guest na gusto mong kunin na no, wala namang nawala sa'yo eh, di ba? Nandito ka pa rin sa exact same situation kung nasaan ka. E paano kung nag-yes? Paano kung sobrang sikat pala nitong taong to? Or paano kung sobrang na-enjoy niya yung experience of talking to you at shinare niya yung podcast mo sa mga social media nila at ang dami lang na pick up na guests, na followers and listeners na convert to be a follower of yours, a listener of yours, just because you asked, just because you took a chance. Di ba? So, yung parang napaka-negative natin sometimes na, hindi, paano kung no, or paano kung hindi natin makuha? Eh, paano kung nakuha mo? Paano kung nakuha mo? Di ba? If I didn't follow that career advice, I wouldn't have a podcast. I wouldn't have had my very first TV show. I wouldn't have had an opportunity to work with WWE dito sa Pinas. And all three of those situations, I just went and asked. I asked someone who could open the door for me. I asked my boss at the radio station, pwede ba akong mag-record ng podcast dito kahit na ginagamit ko yung kuryente natin, yung equipment natin. Sabi ko sa boss ko, magbabayad ako pag kumita kami. Magbabayad ako, boss. Sabi ng boss ko, hindi, kahit di ka na magbayad. Kasi kung ano man yung matutunan mong production skills dito sa paggawa ng podcast, ako rin naman ang magbe-benefit niyan bilang boss mo. Totoo naman. Kasi kung ano yung natutunan ko noon, nagamit ko sa production work ng radio station when they needed someone to fill in. So that's an example, di ba? And the podcasting opened so many doors. So many doors. Na nakapag-pitch ako ng TV version ng podcast namin just 1 year into our podcast's life. Kasi nakausap ko yung head of programming ng Fox who broadcast WWE, and I said, I'd like to pitch this idea for a TV show on your network. And sabi niya, why not? Tara, usap tayo. Let's have pizza and beer. And one meeting turned into another meeting turned into another meeting until it turned into 2 seasons. And if I didn't ask, I don't know where I would be today if I didn't have the balls or the gumption na kapalan yung mukha ko at magtanong. Kasi kung sinabi nila na, di, pass kami sa idea, edi move on ka sa next opportunity.
Oo. Parang lick your wounds for a while and then move on. If you really want to pursue it, they pursue it on your own. Yun kasi nga, before, I mean, until now, I mean, I'm working on my emotions because I'm very, I'm very, masyado ko may pakialam sa mga bagay na hindi ko naman dapat bigyan ng pakialam. And sometimes it backfires. So it's also parang stopping me from growing. Pero, you know, as you get older, you realize na, hindi pwedeng ganon, hindi ka pwedeng laging sensitive masyado. I mean, of course, it's nice to be basta sensitive, ganyan. Pero not too much to a point that it's stopping you na from growing and pursuing what you want. And another one pa, aside from not asking, Stan, yung feeling ko excuse na lang siya minsan eh. Yung hindi pa ako ready eh. Feeling ko masyado pa akong hilaw for this opportunity. May ganon.
Sometimes, nag-agree ako na dapat meron ka rin self-awareness na, sige, hilaw pa ako, hindi pa ako ready for this stage. Okay din yun. Kasi, I will admit na there was also a time na hindi pa ako ready to put myself out there and, for example, go be on camera. Dati sobrang averse ako sa camera. I just wanted to be a voice talent talaga. That was years ago. And then I realized na, hindi, parang, I think there's something there. Like, hindi naman ako pangit. I just need to work on how to present myself. So, I worked on that. And I realized na, okay, I think there's something here. I think kaya ko naman palang i-harness itong whatever apprehension ko and turn it into something I can monetize, diba? Or like a step up in my career. Yung mga excuses natin na parang di pa ako ready, okay lang to have that. Basta dapat bigyan mo yung sarili mo ng deadline na okay, hindi pa ako ready ngayon, but by this point dapat ano na ako, I've done something na I'm more ready tomorrow than I was today. Gets ba? Na hindi ka nandyan sa same place forever.
Kasi kung lagi mo na lang ganun, parang tipong oh, this year, tapos nung sumunod na taon, ganun, parang hindi pa rin ako ready. Hanggang kailan ka lang, ang swerte mo naman, kung taon-taon, bibigyan ka ng ganun opportunity, tapos ikaw lang yung tanggi ng tanggi kasi, ay, hindi pa ako ready. Eh, kaya lang ka magiging ready.
Totoo yun. Diba? Nung 2019, I was ready to quit media. I was thinking of just leaving.
Kasi, like for good?
Yeah, for good. Kasi sabi ko, parang nasa radyo pa rin ako, magte 10 years na ako sa radyo, pero yung mga peers ko who are also in radio, parang mas successful kaysa sa akin, mas kilala na sila sa iba't ibang fields, they're on TV, they're in dubbing, they're voice actors, voice talents. And then for me, I would get the odd booking or two, I would have like the odd hosting or two, pero nothing really stable. Hindi siya yung sasabihin mo na sobrang successful ko na radio personality na nag-crossover into anything else.
Parang sila Sam YG.
I'm not on their level.
Parang sila, diba?
Yeah, I don't consider myself to be on their level. But I also consider them to be like a generation above me. So parang, but you know, compared to these guys, sino ako, right? So sabi ko, parang, I think it's time to call it a career. Ano na, I'm turning 30, kailangan ko nang magtrabaho talaga, save up for a house, you know, get married, do all that other adult shit. So sabi ko, I think I'm ready to end it. And then I had a call which I would say changed my career, so to speak. Yung Fox executive to whom I pitched yung first TV show that I ended up getting, I ended up talking to him again. Sabi ko, ano kaya pwede kong gawin? Like, how can I go to Singapore and like still be a radio DJ or something? Sabi niya sa akin, here's an idea. What if you try to do a vlog and just create your own content? Tapos yung mga feelings mo, gawin mo siyang diary, like vlog talaga na, okay, this is me driving to an event, this is me driving to ganito. And then series siya which will stop on your 30th birthday. And then that will be your deadline. Na on your 30th birthday, magde-decide ka, tutuloy ko pa ba to o quit na, tapos na. And it's compelling kasi may deadline eh. So parang merong sense of urgency. And I didn't do it. Kasi tinamad ako at kasi natakot ako. Sabi ko, tangina, pag sinimulan ko to, kailangan panindigan ko to, ha? So sobrang natakot ako. And when I turned 30, literally a month later, the world shut down because of COVID.
Oh, pandemic.
The pandemic happened. And then, a couple of months later, the ABS-CBN shutdown happened because the government. So, sobrang na-affect yung industries namin, like in radio, sobrang affected because of both the shutdown and the pandemic. As a voiceover, na-affect din lahat. Kasi less advertisements, di ba? Wala rin pera yung mga kumpanya kasi bigla nag-shutdown yung ekonomiya. Tapos without ABS-CBN, nabawasan din ang trabaho for everyone in the industry, from broadcasters to talents to production people, yung mga everyone else that gets affected by this business. So, sobrang at a loss ako. And I lost basically all of my career streams or income streams rather. So, by 2020, na-force ako na mag-pivot towards other things. And that's when I focused on my podcasting. That's when I decided to take workshops on how to be a better voice actor, which I did through an organization called Vocalliance. That's when I decided to improve and bigla akong na-hire ng Solar because I already had a relationship with them from before. I reconnected with them and it started picking up again. And I started getting more commercial bookings, naging mas madalas, just because I decided to invest in myself and update my voice files. Parang I had more time eh, kasi hindi na ako nagra-radio for a while. So I was able to collect yung portfolio ko. Oh, magandang delivery ko dito. Oh, favorite ko tong commercial na ito na ginawa ko. Nakapagpagawa ako ng portfolio.
Ni-review mo yung previous works mo? Kasi before, I think, I mean, it happens na you are so occupied na once it's done, hindi mo na pinapakinggan, hindi mo na ino-audit.
Right, right. Parang wala kang time na i-evaluate yung sarili mo. And then when I had a little bit more time on my hands, sabi ko, parang kaya ko nang gumawa ng actual demo reel. Kasi yung, sa work namin as voice actors, kailangan may demo reel kayo, di ba? Pag ipipresenta sa mga clients, sa mga producers. So, the bookings picked up even though I was at home kasi nga pandemic. So, in a way, yung talagang kinamumuhian ko na period in history, which is yung kasagsagan ng pandemic and the ABS-CBN shutdown.
Ramdam ko yung ano, yung muhi. Oh, kinamumuhian mo talaga.
Talaga, kasi very personal yun sa akin, di ba? They say na, hindi, yes, politika lang yun. Hindi, hindi. Personal siya kasi na-affect talaga ako eh. Mm-hmm. So, no one can say na, hindi, pare, don't take it personally. No, no, no. I take it personally. Respect my opinion.
Because it's my, hello, income ko yung tinamaan ko, right. Diba? Eh, tinamaan, diba?
Exactly.
Kasi for, I mean, this is, you know, I mean, side comment lang, pero I just hate it when people say na, ano ba naman yung mawala ng trabaho, yung a certain number of people. Like, dude, are you okay? May pamilya yan, no? May mga pamilya yan, may mga pinakaharal yan. May mga, diba, may sinusupport
that's
ng family.
That's an entire subsection of the economy. It's never okay to celebrate na, oh, they lost their job. No, fuck you for celebrating that.
Yeah. So no, it's never okay.
Right. So itong point na to na parang sobrang low point for me career-wise and then syempre for all of us in, you know, society in the world, for some reason nagkaroon ng opportunity where I was able to turn it back around. And I still can't explain fully how it happened and why it happened that way, pero I look back on it now from a place of parang mas na-appreciate ko yung good fortune. And it sounds very Chinese, no? Parang good fortune, pero you know, it's not misfortune, so it's probably good fortune. And na-appreciate ko lang na I was able to find a way to continue doing what I like doing without needing to, you know, be an office person, which I respect. It's just not for me. Parang I don't look down on people who have corporate jobs or have desk jobs. Kasi yun ang bumubuhay sa'yo eh. Kailangan natin ng office people, desk job people, you know. These are people who are literally the backbone of our economy also. It's just that for me, given na mayroon akong very, very low attention span, hindi ko kayang umupo sa table from 9 to 5. Hindi ko siya kaya.
Of course, iba-iba naman talaga yung parang build ng tao. There are people who are really good in parang may routine, di ba?
Yeah, kahit ibalik ko na lang sa comparison with my mom, di ba? Para may callback tayo. Like yung mom ko has been a banker since the early 80s. So when you think about it, that's 4 decades of work, right? Na ang routine niya, she'll wake up at the crack of dawn, alas 5 na umaga, alas 6 na umaga. By 7 o'clock, out of the house na siya. Before 8, nasa opisina na, nagbubukas ng bangko, and then mga 5:30, saka siya uuwi. Diba? So yung 8 to 5 na yun, nandun siya sa loob ng bangko. Okay? Routine niya yun for 4 decades. I'm 32. And I can't imagine doing that for 6 months. Kasi it's just not how I'm wired. And siguro, yun din yung isang bagay na hindi pa siya naiintindihan ng lahat. Na wala, ganun talaga. Like some people are built for that. Diba? In the same way na some people are built to be sundalo. Some people are built to be frontliners. Lalo na yung healthcare workers, diba?
Yes.
Ako, nasusuka ako sa yung mga laman loob. Diba? Pag nakakita ako ng dugo, yung nangingilo.
You get dizzy.
So, di ba, parang some people are just built for certain things. I'm just not built for any of those things. And I'm self-aware enough to know that.
Yeah, yun yung purpose mo eh. You found your purpose and you're doing well with your purpose. Yun naman yun eh, di ba?
Yeah, you could say that. It's nice to think na, oh, ito yung purpose ko. Parang this is what I was born to do, di ba? Or like if you believe in God, parang God put me on this earth to blah, blah, blah. Para sa akin, I want to ground it and bring it to a more grounded level na parang wala, ito yung kaya ko eh. At yung mga ibang bagay, yung ibang trabaho, hindi ko siya kaya.
Ito na yung siguro yung point na gusto ko rin sabihin sa listeners natin if ever they have kids, na just because, for example, creative ka or maybe you are doing a 8-to-5 job, hindi ibig sabihin yung anak mo is the same.
Mm,
you should also let them, you know, let them explore. Kasi minsan, may very routine na parent, pero like you, routinary yung parent mo, pero ikaw, very creative ka, or pwede naman creative yung parent mo, pero yung anak mo, he loves doing or she loves doing non-creative things. Alam mo yung gusto niya, in order, yung mga ganun. This leads me to my next question. Gaano ka importante yung familial support?
I guess nakadepende yun sa tao. Kasi for me, there was a point where I really wanted it kasi I still live at home. I live with my parents and my sister. So there was a point na I craved it, na I really wanted that. I wanted my parents
you
to
want
say
their support.
Na they're proud of me, that they believe in what
yes,
I do. Yung dad ko, I don't need him to say it anymore. Kasi yung nga, Chinese, Filipinos, and Chinese people in general are not very emotional. Yung EQ is not...
Hindi sila showy.
Yeah, the EQ is just not there. Okay, so it's hard for Chinese people or Chinese Filipino people to really express their emotions. So I don't think I'll ever hear my dad say na parang, oh, I'm proud of you. And that's fine.
I'm so proud of you, Stan.
And that's fine kasi he shows it eh. Like, talagang sobrang supportive niya. Like, if I could call my dad a stage dad, I think he would fit the bill. Because he really kept telling people na, oh, ito yung radio show na anak ko, or support mo yung anak ko, ganyan. Talagang cheerleader ko yung dad ko. Okay, so, parang sige, bigay ko yun sa dad ko. With my mom, she always thought that at some point, I'm going to hang it up and go corporate.
Magsasawa rin yan. Ganun.
Na parang it would
magsasawa
be a phase. Na parang ma-realize ko na
it's just
hindi
a phase.
Stable yung pera, tapos hindi naman ako yayaman dito or whatever. So, at some point, I decided na, sige, I'll keep telling my mom na, oh ma, ito yung TF ko dito. Oh ma, ito yung TF ko dito. So, nung patas na patas, parang unti-unti napapaniwala ko na siya. And then finally, nung nangyaring WWE, when they called and said na may job offer na kami para sa'yo, first phone call ko yung mommy ko. So, nasa trabaho siya. Tapos, medyo emotional kami as a family at the time kasi the call happened literally a day after nilibing yung lola namin. So, you know, we're very emotional. So, ako, I was pretty down. And then, biglang high na high kasi sinabihan ako na may job offer ka na. So, I called up my mom and yung mom ko nag-breakdown siya at work. And normally, yung mom ko sobrang, she keeps it together sa office eh. Kasi siya yung boss eh. Kailangan hindi siya makita na, alam mo yun, parang getting emotional at work. At work pa of all places. I didn't care. I wanted to call my mom right then and there. And then I heard her breakdown. And hindi ko alam if it's because just na-overwhelm siya nung the grief and then biglang, wow, I'm so happy for you. Or yung parang nakita niya, biglang nag-flash before her eyes lahat ng mga pinagagagawa ko. How, you know, when I was a kid, siya pa nagsasabi na, huwag ka na nga manood ng wrestling na yan. Ano ba mapapala mo dyan? And then biglang nandito na ako na yung pinapanood ko dati and now I'm a part of the machine, di ba? So parang, hindi ko pa rin alam because my mom will probably deny if anyone asks her kung umiyak ka ba nung binalita ni Stan sa yung job offer niya. But when she cried, dun ko nakita na parang, ayun na, that's the, yeah, look ma, I made it. Yun yung moment na yun.
She's proud of you.
I'd like to think so. I hope so. You know, I don't think anyone wishes na yung parents sila are not proud of them.
When we do something good, proud naman sila, hindi lang sila. I mean, because our parents kasi, Stan, sila yung generation na hindi talaga sila very showy eh. Alam mo yon, unless very emotional yung family mo, talagang you say I love you. Pero if you're not that type na hindi kayo nag-I love you, basta sinasabi mo, ingat lang, ganon. You know they're proud of you kasi kinukwento ka nila sa kaibigan nila.
Yeah,
alam mo yon, or sinishare yung show mo. They have a different way of showing they care and they're paying attention, actually, di ba?
Right, exactly. So, you know, like when I say things like, oh yeah, medyo walang EQ yung mga Chinoy, that's my way of joking around. Kasi, you know, to an extent, totoo siya, di ba? But yeah, you're right, na parang their way of expressing it is by telling other people na, oh, pakinggan mo tong commercial ng anak ko. Na, alam mo yun, pag kunwari ako yung kaibigan, parang, tangin na ba ito manunod ng commercial? Na, alam mo yun? Eh, puchas, kiniskip ko nga ito sa YouTube eh.
Tapos si pong babantayan ka pa, sige na, pakinggan mo, oh, anak ko yan.
Yeah, di ba? So, you know, it's very weird. And siguro yung kunwari etong career na ginagawa ko, it's also hard to explain to kunwari elderly generation, like yung lola ko, my other grandmother who's still alive. I was with her just this past weekend. Tapos pinapakita ko yung mga ginagawa ko na, oh, ano, part ako nitong Netflix film sa Tagalog cast niya. So, pinupull up ko yung eksena na umaarte ako. So, parang sabi niya, nasan ka? And, like, mula ko dyan, yung boses ko lang. Like, ina-explain ko pa.
Because it's new to them then, eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Parang, ha?
It's harder to, ano, it's harder to explain. Kasi kunwari, yung cousins ko na doktor, for example. Oh, okay. Pag sabi mo doktor, yeah, alam na, di ba? Or yung isang cousin ko na professor. Ah, okay. Professor ka, nagtuturo ka, di ba? Yung cousin ko na banker. Ah, okay. Nasa banko nagtatrabaho. You kind of have an idea. But like with me, I think the older generation of Chinois that my parents are around, I think for the most part, they probably think I'm just messing around.
Ito yung time then to ano no teach them. Ah no, this is actually a new ano career path for people, and actually people are earning good amount of money. Akala nung iba rin kasi pag ganun, oh, pag content creation, no, maraming pera agad dyan. Again, depende po, iba-iba po ang circumstance sa buhay.
Oh.
Oo. And now I am down to my last question, Stan. How can our listeners go after their dream and make it a reality?
I think we touched on it na kanina, na yun nga, you have to first be aware of your financial situation, aware of your family situation, di ba? Like, how much time is needed
reality
of you?
Check reality check talaga.
Oh, doon tayo magsisimula. Ayoko yung maging idealistic na parang, hindi, just do it. If you build it, it will come. Alam mo yun, field of dreams, di ba? If you build it, they will come. I don't want to give that advice kasi for me, that's very irresponsible. So I always start with a reality check. If you wanna use the word audit, sige, mag-audit ka. Tingnan mo, how much time do you have on your hands? How much money are you making? Can you afford to take this leap? Can you afford to go all in on pursuing your passion and monetizing it, making it a career? If you can't, okay lang. How can you use yung other resources mo? Kasi diba yung oras, resource yan, diba? Enerhiya, resource yan. Yung bandwidth mo, kasi you have to devote time then to your family, like your kids, diba? If you're a parent, or if you're single, you have a little bit more emotional and mental bandwidth on your hands. Kasi you're also using that for work. Once you've taken stock of all those things, ask yourself, sige, if I need to stay at my job, can I set aside some time and energy to do this other thing? Dun mo masisimulan. Like, you have to first look into yourself. Sabihin natin na clear mo na lahat yan. Sabihin natin na you're fortunate enough to be in a spot where I don't have to worry about these things. Kaya kong i-pursue yung dreams ko. You have to put in the work. You have to make sure that lahat ng ginagawa mo ngayon is in service of where you want to be tomorrow. And you can do that in so many ways, like investing in equipment. Make sure you have a set na decente. Like for me, ito yung normal set ko when I'm streaming, yung mga championship belts ko. Because, you know, it's part of the branding, di ba, na I'm really into wrestling. So, invest in yourself. Even in how you dress. Before the pandemic, nangongolekta ako ng mga suits. Di ba? I told you this dun sa
yes.
That Group Pinay podcast. Nag-invest ako in suits kasi nagagamit ko siya dun sa mga events namin sa wrestling. At nagagamit ko siya sa hosting when I'm out at weddings. Di ba? Para hindi lang pare-pareho yung sinusot kong Amerikana. Investing in yourself sa skills mo, attending workshops, learning from yung mga mentors, finding a mentor, even taking care of your finances, making sure they're in order. That's all in the service of getting to where you want to be. And finally, yung two quotes na, yung isa nabanggit ko kanina, diba, na if you never ask, the answer will always be no. Keep that in mind kasi you never know when you'll be in a situation where may naipundar ka na. Now you're just waiting for someone to open that door for you. And when you find that person, gather up the courage to ask. Ask if there's an opportunity where you can collaborate, where you can work together. Or let's say you're a podcaster and you want so-and-so to be your guest. Magtanong ka lang. Kung kaya naman nila, siguro mag-yes sila. At kung ayaw nila, mag-no talaga sila, di ba? And if they say no, so what? You're just right where you started. Walang nawala sa'yo. But what if they say yes, di ba? I know where you're coming from, Roma, when you said na na-intimidate ka na yung guest baka mag-no. I've had people say no to me, but I've also had like my all-time dream guest say yes. And when I had that guest on my podcast, nagunaw yung mundo ko in the best way possible. So, diba, if you never ask, the answer will always be no. The second quote that I want to leave you with is from wrestling. And it's from my favorite wrestler. His name in WWE was Daniel Bryan. And nung nag-unretire siya in 2018, napanood ko yung monologue niya in the ring na napaiyak din ako kasi favorite ko to eh. Tapos nag-unretire siya. Sabi niya, fight for your dreams and your dreams will fight for you. Na pag ginawa mo lahat in the service of wanting to achieve your dreams, somehow, some way, the universe or God or whatever supreme being you believe in, magko-conspire yan para i-reward yung effort mo. Kasi nandun yung pagmamahal mo eh, nandun yung passion mo eh for whatever that is. And it will not go unrewarded. At least that's how I like to think. Kasi naniniwala ako in karma. So when you fight for your dreams will fight for you. I know what that's like. And parang because of my personal experience, I feel like I can share that. But with the caveat that I laid out earlier, na mag-reality check ka muna. Otherwise, you'll head into it very irresponsibly. And I don't want that to happen to anyone.
Thank you, Stan. I love what you said and what you shared to our listeners. Kasi, alam nyo, dear listeners, masarap talaga mangarap, pero mahirap mangarap ng gutom.
Yes.
Diba? Mahirap mangarap ng wala kang pambayad ng bills. That broke my podcast ba ito? Hindi, pero totoo, diba? You cannot focus on what you want in life and in your dreams, in your plans, if what's in front of you is actually a problem that you cannot even give a solution, diba? Especially if it involves finances or it affects the lives of the people that you love, diba? Syempre, usually pag finances, pamilya naman yan talaga. Pamilya, asawa, diba? Anak.
Or parang ano yan, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, diba? Ano yung mauna?
Yeah,
so medyo, pag nasa bottom ka pa, talaga nasa bottom ka pa. Pag na-clear mo yung levels na yun, ayun, medyo pwede ka nang mag-approach ng tinatawag na self-actualization, which I'm not saying I'm at. It's just, you know, the reality of yung finances natin, di ba? The world we live in.
It's always nice to know and listen to stories like Stan's stories na, oh my God, pwede pala talagang mangyari yung dreams mo. And even sometimes you wanna give up and you wanna say no. If the dream is for you and you've worked hard for it, you will get it. Now, if you feel na lahat naman ginawa ko, paano naman pala yun, Stan? Yung parang lahat na paan, ginawa, umi-effort, ganyan, pero talagang wala nag-o-open na doors. Do you think it's the wrong dream for that person? Or
I don't know. Hindi ko masasabi na, ano yun, na wrong dream yan para sa'yo. Kasi iba-iba naman tayo ng skills, ng life experience,
circumstances,
skills, diba? Skill set. It's hard to say na, oh, it's the wrong dream for you. And I think the only person who can really say na, maybe I was being like Don Quixote is just you. It's just you. Ikaw lang makakapagsabi niyan. So, hindi natin pwedeng i-generalize.
True. Again, you go back to self-actualization and realize mo ano ba, what's happening in my life. Is this worth pursuing or is this, should I, you know, hang that white flag over there and, you know, do other stuff. So, ayun, before we end, can you please invite them where to find you?
Yeah. You can find me at _StanC on Twitter and on Instagram. And if you want to check out my voice work, you want to hire me as a host, you can look at my portfolio sa Linktree ko. So it's linktr.ee/StanCSays. It's StanSYSAYS. If you want to book me for anything or contact me or just get in touch, the Linktree is the best place to go. Siyempre, yung podcasts natin, On Deck with Stan C. That's my solo podcast. And you can check that out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. I also do the Wrestling Podcast. So yun, Roma, thank you so much. I really, really enjoyed reconnecting with you. Ang sarap mong kakwentuhan. I'm sure you already know that. And as always, I had a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Stan. Everything will be in the description box and in the show notes. And once again, this is another episode of Empowered Talks Podcast. Continue dreaming, guys. Until our next episode. Bye! Thanks for listening. If you love the episodes of the show, please leave a 5-star rating and a review on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Until my next episode, bye!